Last Friday afternoon, a large group rallied together right outside the Almond Street Canada Post main office in Halifax to support the locked-out postal workers. The lockout was declared late Tuesday night by the Canada Post Crown Corporation after 12 days of rotating strikes. The rally was organized by public supporters. The sentiment was echoed as cars honked in solidarity as they passed by and smoke rose from the barbecues manned by volunteers. After listening to speeches from local union representatives and allies, I got a chance to speak with Trevor Beckerson about the current situation.
My name is Trevor Beckerson. I am the president of the Canadian Union of Postal Workers, Nova Local. The situation is pretty straightforward. It's the same situation we were in for the last couple of days. Canada Post has adamantly refused to negotiate in any meaningful fashion, and we have been locked out since just after midnight on Wednesday the 15th.
The lockout was determined by Canada Post Corporation and not the employees. Peter Coswell, a Canada Post employee, emphasizes the importance of this.
My name is Peter Coswell. I work at the plant here on Almond Street for Canada Post. And the fact that we're locked out is a benefit in that it shows the employer as being the one that is stopping the mail, not the employees. And that's an important point. We were basically and always have been open to coming to an agreement on this thing, but I think it's the employer that from the start of these negotiations, unlike any other previous negotiations, has tried desperately to make sure it doesn't work.
Prior to the lockout, negotiations on pension, workplace health and safety, and sick leave benefits were blocked by the Canada Post Corporation and misrepresented by mainstream media. At this point, negotiations are out of their hands. The federal government is trying to force employees back to work with a bill that the union is calling unnecessary, unjust, and counterproductive. Beckerson comments on this.
At this point, the federal government is rushing to legislate postal workers back to work. And we are simply going to stay. We're going to stay here and hold the line until it happens. It's not even so much negotiation anymore. They will send us to a third-party arbitrator who will either have the luxury of taking the two opposing views in our demands for negotiation and creating a composite of them, or legislation can actually bind the arbitrator into accepting certain demands from one side or the other.
The Union of Postal Workers is providing a public service, and their demands speak to a broader issue. Job security, not only for current, but future staff. Diane Pickering explains why the union is fighting.
My name is Diane Pickering. I'm with the Canadian Union of Postal Workers, Nova Local. Well, most of the public is hearing what they're hearing from the mainstream media, and they're only getting half truths. We're not out here fighting because we're greedy or we're lazy. We're out here fighting for basically the public. It's their postal service. They own it, not Canada Post. And we're also out here fighting to keep these decent paying jobs in the community. Because we're seeing every time we open the newspaper, we're seeing, you know, in small communities and large urban areas, people losing their job and families, you know, becoming destitute and going hungry and losing their homes. And there's other reasons why we're out here fighting. It's for pensions. The employer wants to bring in a two-tier wage system. So anyone hired after the signing of the collective agreement is going to have inferior wages, benefits, and they're going to have less job security, and they're going to have like less vacation pay and this kind of stuff.
After 8 months at the bargaining table, Canada Post still hasn't made any concessions. On the other hand, public consumers who benefit from our public postal delivery service are showing their support for the union's demands. Beckerson hopes that Canada Post Corporation will admit to this reality.
My hope is that the Minister of Labour will recognize that legislating us back to work because Canada Post chose to send us out of work is immoral and, frankly, shameful. We are not the ones who are denying service to the public. We are not the ones who tried to reduce mail delivery. Canada Post has taken all those actions. The CUPW has been negotiating meaningfully and in good faith for the last 8 months. We've made many real concessions at the bargaining table. Canada Post has made no concessions. They've offered us nothing. And the only thing that they've considered offers are withdrawing some of their demands. So the climate for this is not very friendly. I don't have high expectations of our conservative government, but I do hope they realize that public support is strong for the postal workers. The public have been outstanding here in this community. In fact, I did not even organize this rally today. This was organized by public supporters. These are students. These are other workers. These are just concerned citizens. And they want to protect this public service. Hopefully the government will realize the public is on our side and the public does not want back-to-work legislation. The public wants Canada Post to negotiate fairly.
Canada Post just spent $2.5 billion on new machines that have proved harmful to employees, which seems to be an indication of what's to come. Pickering and Beckerson interpret this prioritization of machinery over staffing as a move towards privatization.
We're also here fighting to keep our jobs safe. The employer has purchased new processing equipment to the tune of $2.5 billion. That's what they spent to invest on it. And what they're going to do is they're going to take jobs out of the community, and these machines are going to replace people.
Well, it's true. There are new machines in there, which frankly do not do a better job of sorting the mail. Even by their own admissions, it does not process mail any faster or more accurately. All it does is it takes less workers to do the same amount of work. Canada Post is an extremely profitable corporation, and this is not being done as a way to meet efficiency problems or to deal with a loss of revenue. Canada Post is at their most profitable. They've been making money steadily for the last 16 years. So the reasons they're doing this is nothing more than greed and profit. It's also long suspected that Canada Post will be trying to set up the Postal Service for privatization down the road. That has been a long-standing goal of the Conservative government, and we suspect that's one of their long-term goals in this matter.
The truth about Canada Post Corporation's budget might not be what it seems. At the height of the recession in 2009, Canada Post recorded their biggest profit ever of $281 million. Pickering shares the details.
And furthermore, I would like to say the public doesn't realize that but the past 15 years, Canada Post has made profits in the tune of $1.7 billion. They've paid out $1.2 billion in dividends and federal tax to the Harper government and previous governments. Under the Canada Post Act, they are not obligated to pay federal income tax. And another thing that people may not realize, but in 2009, Canada Post recorded their biggest profit ever of $281 million. And they're trying to take concessions off the backs of the workers.
It is clear that the Postal Service is a profitable company, one that the federal government has been trying to secure for years, to the detriment of the public. This is what the Union of Postal Workers is trying to stop.
The government has long been taking efforts to privatize Canada Post. They're doing this because it is extremely lucrative in city markets. We have always been adamantly opposed to it because we know very well service will suffer. It is not as profitable to deliver to small communities. Canada Post is mandated to do this, and they use the profits from large communities to subsidize losses in small communities. Private companies will not subsidize losses. They will simply not deliver to small communities. So there's a great deal of money to be had here. We've seen in other postal administrations around the world, as they privatized, service always goes down and costs always go up.
Last but not least, I asked Beckerson to predict the forecast for labor struggles under the Conservative majority.
The Harper government is going to attack workers like no previous government ever has. So in order to combat this, we're going to have to become more united, both as workers and as the public. I don't believe for a minute that the public wants reduced public services. The public, if anything, wants them to be increased. And we need to send a clear message, again, not just as workers, but as a united citizenry, both workers and the public, that we're not going to stand for reductions to service. We're not going to stand for the government reducing our social institutions. We're here as the public. We're here as the people who the government is supposed to serve. And if the government doesn't realize that, we're going to have to remind them.
All right, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks to Trevor Beckerson, Diane Pickering, and Peter Coswell for their comments. This is Melissa Albiani.